You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Walmart is the world's largest retailer. In the U.S. alone, it has more than 4,000 stores and not a single one in New York City. Walmart wants to change that and open stores in all five boroughs. But with opponents circling, WNYC's business editor Charlie Herman reports the retailer is using a campaign-style push to win over residents.
You probably know this song. But what you may not know is who's singing it. A choir of Walmart employees at a conference for Wall Street investors last October.
New York, New York.
For a company that's practically everywhere but New York City, the message is clear. It wants, as the song goes, to make it here.
It would be wonderful if there was to open one in the city.
We're glad to see one Walmart in the Bronx because it's much cheaper, you know.
It'd be good because, you know, a lot of people got to, like, travel a far distance just to get to the Walmart.
That's Sandra Rivera of Manhattan, Luis Ortiz from the Bronx, and Tony Seeley from Brooklyn in the parking lot of the Walmart store just across the river in Secaucus. All New Yorkers who got in their cars, paid tolls, and came here to shop. Walmart claims New Yorkers do this to the tune of $165 million a year. But one resident who doesn't is Jennifer Friedman.
I'm not very interested in Walmart.
She lives on the Upper West Side and represents the other side of the Walmart debate.
I'm bummed that all these big chains are going in to places where there are little boutique-y stores and mom-and-pop shops, and that's disappointing.
Leave Walmart out!
These are protesters who gathered last May in East New York, Brooklyn, where Walmart is reportedly considering a store next door to a Target and a BJ's. Maria Masonette, who's lived nearby for 20 years, opposes Walmart because she says it would be bad for the community.
The way it is now, if you get a job there, you won't be able to pay your rent here.
This sort of opposition isn't new to Walmart. The company answers that the average hourly wage for employees in New York is $12.21. That's nearly $5 more than the state's minimum wage. Stephen Restivo is Walmart's director of community affairs.
In every market where we do business, we offer our associates a competitive wage, affordable benefits, and the chance to build a career.
And Walmart says it's not the same company that walked away from New York City several years ago after it faced fierce opposition. The nation's largest employer also claims it's changed its pay and benefits for its employees. And with sales falling at its existing U.S. stores, it sees the nation's largest cities as the place to grow. Adrian Shapira is a retail analyst at Goldman Sachs.
The fact is, the cities has been a relatively underpenetrated market for them. And now in a world where probably a lot of municipalities are looking for job growth, they are being much more welcoming to the Walmarts of the world to help drive jobs.
And in New York, it's promising new jobs and access to affordable groceries. It's also applying the lessons it learned during the battle to open its first store in Chicago in 2006. Dorian Warren is a professor at Columbia who studied how the retailer eventually succeeded after several years.
One is to spend a lot of time cultivating community leaders, especially in black communities, church leaders, politicians, etc. Two, figure out a way to split the labor movement.
And that's exactly what Walmart is doing here. It invited people like Reverend Al Sharpton to meetings at its headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas. It's donated $9 million to nonprofits like the Harlem Academy and the Food Bank. And it's courting the city's construction unions, with talk of building stores with union labor. That could drive a wedge with the retail union, as Walmart employees are non-union. This strategy is not winning over everyone, including New York City Council Speaker Christine Quinn.
Every place Walmart goes, they promise to create new jobs. They don't create any jobs. They bring jobs that close down small businesses.
Opponents point to a study from Loyola University. Researchers there found that the jobs Walmart created when that store in Chicago opened in 2006, they merely canceled out the number of jobs that were lost when several retailers closed because of Walmart. Walmart disputes that report. It says, look at the poll we commissioned in New York City. It found nearly two-thirds of small business owners favor Walmart coming here. But in turn, opponents dismiss that poll. Stuart Applebaum is president of the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union.
The poll Walmart bought and put out has as much validity as the surveys the tobacco companies used to do years ago, telling us that there were no harmful effects from smoking cigarettes.
And there you have it. This back and forth, the polls, the rallies, the radio ads, the direct mailers, it's sounding a lot more like a political campaign, and Walmart is the candidate. In fact, the retailer even hired Mayor Bloomberg's former campaign manager, Bradley Tusk. So, are you for or against Walmart? For WNYC, I'm Charlie Herman.